1960s. It's still being used, and there's a lot of profitable use to be had. But the idea of producing a Catholic Bible dictionary, not primarily for scholars or professors, but for highly motivated lay people, as well as pastors, you know, priests, deacons, as well as seminarians have been using this and have giving me, just been given, you know, glowing reports about how profitable it's been. But I think it's precisely that kind of tool that we're going to see being used for the next 30, 40, 50 years to facilitate this renewal in the life of ordinary Catholics when it comes to understanding the Bible.
And in a way, I was struck working with you on this material, looking at the edits and everything else, that you really managed to apply what Pope Benedict has called for, which is that, to use his phrase, a hermeneutic of faith.
That's
so
right.
Let's look at the two main words of that, because I think this is kind of important for the average Catholic who may not be familiar. What do we mean by a hermeneutic?
Yeah, the word is tossed around a little too much, but the word hermeneutic comes from the Greek hermeneuein, which just simply means interpretation, to interpret.
Right.
And so a hermeneutic is a way of interpreting. Now, you can apply a hermeneutic of suspicion, where you read a book and it's guilty until proven innocent, or it's false until it's proven true. It's unhistorical until it's proven historical. And what you find is that it's a minimalist approach that leaves you with a lot of big gaps.
Mm-hmm.
In contrast, we do what the Church has always done, and that is to read the Bible with a hermeneutic of faith, which is really the same as reading the Bible on its own terms, because it was written by men who had faith, written by men who were communicating the faith, and it was written for people to grow in their faith. And so to apply a hermeneutic of faith just simply means to take God at his word and to, you know, recognize the fact that if you're reading Matthew's account and you come across a diverse, you know, perspective in Mark or in Luke, the diversity is not the same thing as a contradiction. You know, any more than a woodwind is different, you know, or is contradictory from, you know, a trumpet,
mm-hmm,
or some other brass instrument. The faith enables...